Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
To pay for my medicine, too.
Right.
Now, I was an Navy recruiter. Thanks for all the life in my life, too. Retire and you get these benefits.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to them?
Well, you know what happened to them.
Politics.
I was just going to say, you're involved with the government. You know better than we do what happened to them. So, but you don't have any other than 255 life insurance benefits?
I have life insurance.
Okay.
But I'm about in notion just to be cremated and let them throw my down on the state capitol. Mm-hmm.
Or the federal capitol.
Well, you get away? County taxes. Where you live?
I'm in Ellis County. I'm in Hayes.
Well, you're lucky.
Oh, they're high.
They're as bad as this?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're building this beautiful stadium. They haven't even figured out where in the hell they're going to put it.
Well, they're digging holes all over town trying to find some place to put it, but...
Well, my trailer house went up $4,000. I paid $39,000 for this new in '99.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was new, it was worth $55,000 to them.
Tell them to write the check?
I tried to. And they would. I went down and bought it.
Did you?
It was like talking to a wall. And now it's still worth $42,000 because it went up again. So
and you paid
get more tax money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that what are you going
to
do about it?
I would love to move back to Des Moines.
And?
The only taxes up there were for a bigger trailer house was $154 a year. And it was bigger.
Yeah.
My lot rent was only $80 a month. This is over $300.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
So what keeps you?
Well, everybody thought that... me living up there by myself was,
Who's everybody? Do you have family?
My brothers and sisters and stuff around here.
Okay. Well, it's important to have them around, too, but I don't know if it's important. I don't know if it's that important, but...
They've been in this house three times since, like I said, '99.
Yeah.
They come over when the tornado after it went through, see if it was any damage. I hadn't been moved in yet. And then they come a couple times after that, and I haven't seen them since.
Hmm. Oh, well. Now, who will be responsible when you do pass away? Who will be responsible to pay your bills?
My son.
Okay. How many children do you have?
Four.
Okay. Does your son live around here?
He moved back to Des Moines.
He said, the heck with you, Dad. I'm out of here, huh?
No, he works on the huge computers.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the artillery,
right.
The big guns in the army.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with Peabody Coal Company. And they were sending him to Brazil, Canada, Colorado, on call 24 hours a day, one of those deals.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like it. So he finally quit and moved to California. And of course, that's worse out there. So he came back. Now he's working with the armored cars, the computers in the armored cars.
Mm-hmm.
So
Okay.
We shall see.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I've got $50,000 life insurance policy, too.
Okay.
I forget about it because it's taken out of my retired pay.
Okay. And that's through the military?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a benefit that they continue to keep up for you?
No. I keep up.
You keep it up. Okay.
We love, you lied to everybody when I was a recruiter.
And the truth comes back to...
To haunt you.
Yeah. No doubt. Okay. Well, what our program gives you the ability to do is to take a little bit of money each month, set it aside, and have the entire expense, the entire process all taken care of before it ever happens. Death is guaranteed.
Yep. You will die.
You will die. The question we have to ask ourselves is, where does the money come from to take care of that? Now, your life insurance benefits, obviously, that's what goes to your family for life insurance purposes. You know, basically pay off your debts, pay off your home if it's not paid for yet, or to maintain the home until they can sell it or whatever they're going to do. Food, there's transportation to get you either back to Des Moines to be buried or them back here to bury you, cremate you, whatever they're going to do to you.
I'm not going to be buried, Doc. I can't see any sense in that.
My dad wasn't. Well, I guess he is in the sense. I mean, my dad was a retired funeral director. When he passed away, he had an immediate cremation. And then several years later, his wife passed away, and they were cremated. I mean, they're in an urn, but we buried the urn, in the cemetery by their parents, by my dad's parents. But
I like my oldest brother's way. He had his son take his up to Colorado. He said, just go up there on the mountain and throw it up in the air and forget it.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. Why not? Yeah, it's about the cheapest way to go. They charge us $125 a hole just to put the post holes down to put the urns in.
I know. That used to be part of my job, burying
them. Is that right? Okay. Now, how's your health in general?
I'm sad. I'll be 70 in May.
Okay. Anything as far as serious, like heart attacks or strokes, cancers or diabetes or emphysema?
The only thing I got wrong with me is my blood's too thick.
Okay.
Now, when you was growing up, didn't you always have to eat green food?
We ate everything. We ate everything, yeah.
I can't eat the green beans.
Why is that?
Because my blood's too thick. It's full of vitamin K.
Oh, really?
I used to open a can of asparagus and eat it right out of the can.
Yeah. Yeah, you think that'd be the best thing for you.
Oh, hell, they got a long list of stuff that you can't eat.
Okay. Well, with your health being good, how our program works is we can provide a benefit starting at 25. Crimey.
That's the stuff you can't eat. So now I'm on Coumadin blood thinner.
Yeah. That's a lot of them. Look at that. But even, you've had no serious...
We're going to have to get him where he won't eat his green beans.
Serious health problems. He's on his own. He can eat whatever he wants. But since you have no serious health problems, we can provide a benefit. Starting at $5,000, going as high as $25,000. The benefits we provide are immediate, 100% guaranteed cash benefits. Simply put, when you die, we pay. That becomes important for two reasons. First of all, when are you going to die? It's a guaranteed event at an uncertain date, isn't it?
I live on Central Street.
Well, that's my next question, is how are you going to die?
Yeah.
Well, again, we don't know when we're going to die. We don't know how we're going to die. You can only die one of three ways. You can die naturally, which means you went to bed and didn't get up, and we'll pay for that. You can die accidentally, a car accident, or a fire, a fall, a tornado, a drowning, a shooting. We'll pay for that. There's only one other way to die, and that's by suicide. Now, during the first 2 years, we don't pay for suicide. We give all your money back. But after 2 years, we even pay for suicide, which is highly unusual. So, cause of death doesn't matter. Time of death doesn't matter. Now, being a cash benefit means I'm paying the money directly to your son to pay whatever bills you've created after your death. The cremation, any transportation for him or you, whatever it is. I don't care what the fees are, if there's outstanding medical bills, if there's property taxes that are due. I don't care what it is. We pay the money to your son. It's his money to use as needed. Okay? It does pay in addition to any of the benefits. So if at that point in time you still have your $50,000 life insurance policy, they pay and so do we. Okay? If you have any of the benefits through the military, through whatever, they pay and so do we. Okay, so we're not going to jeopardize any benefits you have. We're going to pay in addition to them. Now, Also, being a cash benefit paid directly to your son, funded through life an insurance policy, makes it a tax-free benefit. Okay, there's no income tax, inheritance tax, or estate taxes on this money. Okay, so being a cash benefit, it's his money to use as needed, tax-free. Now, we back it up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee is your payment can never go up. Guaranteed in writing, as you get older, as your health changes, we will not increase your payments.
Who's the underwriter on this?
We're probably going to look a couple options we have. I would probably look at First Life America or Unity. We'll look at whichever has the less expensive. They're the only, well, I've got one, Illinois Mutual. When you're used tobacco, it kind of, there's some companies that will penalize you for doing that. So I look at the companies that don't, and those are the three companies that I have that won't penalize you for Unity tobacco.
After 70 years, I don't see how it would hurt me.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you, but you know, they're the ones that do that. So I would probably look at one of those three companies. So again, they come with three guarantees, and all of them have the same guarantees. Your payment will never go up, guaranteed in writing. Your benefits that you select, whether it's $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, that benefit can never be reduced as you get older by my company. And the third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your program can never be canceled by my company. I don't care how old you become. I had a client over here in Sterling, Kansas, pass away at the age of 103. We paid her benefits. I don't care how poor your health becomes.
Yeah, there's a lot of them at age 70, 75.
Yeah. So it doesn't make any difference how old you become or how poor your health becomes. We can never cancel your benefits for any reason as long as you make your payments. And that's taken care of for your safety and your convenience if you choose automatically through your checking or savings account. So once the program is set up, you own it. You control it, and then you can change it as needed. There's two reasons we do that. The main reason is to keep the program adequate based on your concerns. So you can increase this benefit as needed to make sure it's adequate, whether it's for you, for a child, grandchild, a new spouse comes into the picture, whatever. The program is expandable to continue to keep it adequate at all times.
I don't have to worry about that.
All right. The other reason we give you that flexibility is to keep the program affordable. I don't know what you can afford. That's none of my business. Okay? We'll look at a $7,500 benefit is what you marked in here. We'll look at that. If that's affordable, go with it. But if it's not, you don't throw up your hand and say, I just forget it. Let's look at a $6,000 benefit. Start with $5,000. That's better than nothing.
I don't know what burials cost nowadays. See, when I was burying people, it was more or less free.
Mm-hmm.
They had nothing they had to pay for, the headstone, the casket, and now all of a sudden,
it's everything.
It's all gone.
Yeah, yeah. The military doesn't do. The only thing the military has done is they went on and built, in Kansas anyway, two new military cemeteries that you are entitled to, and your spouse get a free lot, and that's it. A free lot and a marker, and that's it. And which includes the vault. But, you know, like you said, it used to be, if you served for the military and you died either in a military home or a military hospital, it was all paid for. You know, it was all taken care of. And now they don't even do that. So, you know, like you said, the politicians got involved and there you sit. There you sit. Where's it going to end?
Yeah. That's just like this thing now. You can go out and rob a bank and get 6 months to a year. You go out and kick a cat, and they'll put you in prison for 4 years. Somebody calls cops, go to prison.
Yeah, it can happen.
It don't make no sense to me in the whole world.
Let me ask you some health questions here. Have you been diagnosed? Okay, and you're 69 for another month or so.
So this is more or less like an insurance policy, really?
The funding of it comes from an insurance benefit, but one of the things that you find with a lot of life insurance companies, first of all, they're not going to take a 69-year-old person, you know. If they do, the premiums are just way out there. They're astronomical. And our companies have basically designed this program specifically for this niche market to keep, first of all, we can go in a small face amount, $5,000 to $25,000. Most life insurance companies are going to say, we can start at $25,000, go as high as, you know, $2.5 million or whatever. And so what happens is it basically puts the thing out of reach, you know, before you ever start. Because you say, well, what's the minimum? Well, $25,000 is going to cost you $175 a month. You go, well, first of all, I don't need $25,000. Second of all, I can't afford $175 a month. And so, basically,
it's just like I've got a cousin who's a car dealer. And I was there one day when he was selling a car to this older guy, and they wouldn't give him that insurance.
Credit life, uh-huh.
To pay off his car if he dies. Well, why in the hell is that? I mean, if this man dies and he don't have any relatives or anything, who in the hell is going to pay for it?
They get the car back.
But if he wrecked the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm. Then his car insurance would replace it. But you're right. When you reach age 65, that credit life no longer becomes available, whether it's on a car loan, a home loan, any sort of loan.
It is.
And it, which is ridiculous. But again, that's the insurance companies coming back and saying, we don't want the risk. And we don't have to take the risk. We want the, they want the risk on me. They want the risk on him. But they don't want the risk on you. Well, where's the higher risk at? It's on you. There's a chance that you could die. Then have to pay that loan off. But they're assuming I'm going to live long enough to repay my loan, so there's not much risk there. And that's, you know, in my opinion, that's wrong. And that's why I've been in this business for 19 years, and I continue to enjoy it, because I don't have to. I mean, we had a person this morning. I'm trying to think what her health concerns were. Oh, she was 76, I think. 76 or 77. Her first comment was, well, you probably won't take me anyway because I'm 76. She said, most companies won't take me over age 75. I said, that's not true.
Well, another one of my problems. Because I don't have any of the health diseases.
Right.
But I go to Dallas all the time. I go to St. Louis. I go to Kansas City. And your life is on the line in those three towns anytime you drive in.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you're his age, my age.
It doesn't matter. If you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time,
like,
you know.
In Dallas for the last, 10 years? It's all been under construction. Same road, same highway, same everything. And everybody still drives 80 miles an hour in a 60-mile zone.
Yeah.
Texas is bad.
It is. It is. Okay. If we provide you with a $10,000 benefit, you're looking at $70.24. $7,500, you're looking at $53.33. And $5,000, you're looking at $36.41. Now, any one of these breaks down the same way, but let's take that $7,500 benefit. Okay, $53 a month is basically $2 a day. A little less than that, but let's say it's $2 a day. Well, this program is like a savings account. This program doesn't cost you anything to own. All you do is transferring funds into an account. Eventually, I'm going to pay back $5,000, $7,000, or $10,000 to your son. But you don't have to put $7,500 into this account for me to pay it back to them. It's not like a savings account. It resembles a savings account from the effect that it's your son's money when you die, but you don't have to fund it, we do. To help emphasize that point, how long would it take you to save $7,500 or $2 a day? We probably don't have enough time left in our life to do it.
Well, I've got a savings account that's more than that goes in it a month.
Mm-hmm. But we squander $1 to $2 a day, don't we?
For cigars.
Yeah. Cup of coffee, a cigar, tobacco, candy bar, lottery ticket, whatever it might be.
And so, I spend over $2 a day on cigars.
Yeah. And so what this program gives you the ability to do is what we call accelerate your dollars. Make your dollars worth more quicker than you can do on your own. You put $60 into a savings account and die tomorrow, what does your son get out of that account? $60. We give him $7,500, $8,000, somewhere in that area. Okay? So what it does, it gives you the ability to pay an expense you're going to create, because you aren't going to die. We already agreed on that. And when you die, your son's going to get a bill. Okay? We take care of the expense of that. So it gives you the ability to pay that expense, but not use your money to do it, or use your son's money. You're going to use our money. Okay?
I understand what you're saying, but I can say these underwriters, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. I've worked with them long enough to know that. And neither one of these two, if I ever even heard of, really.
You've never heard of Unity Life? 103-year-old company out of Syracuse, New York. That one I'd be surprised, because they've been around a long time. Now, First Life America has only been around for a little over 10 years. They're in Topeka, Kansas. Okay, I like using them because they're still what I would consider a good old-fashioned, even though they're a young company, they handle like, I mean, I don't ever call in there and get put on hold. It doesn't say, you know, if you want this, push this. If you want this, push this. Every time I call in there during office hours, Sherry picks up the phone and says, First Life America, this is Sherry. And I said, "Hi, Sherry, this is Jim Mullen." She goes, "Well, hi, Jim, how are you today?" And I said, "Sherry, I need to speak to Jennifer in underwriting just a minute." 5 to 10 seconds later, Jennifer comes on. "This is Jennifer, how may I help you?" I said, "Hi, Jennifer, this is Jim Mullen." She goes, "Well, hi, Jim, how are you today?" You don't get that in most companies. But, you know, I mean, I've got companies that you have heard of. I've got Mutual of Omaha. You want a Mutual of Omaha program? I can do that. I got.
They're high. I know that.
I've got Illinois Mutual, which is 100 years, or not quite. They were brought around in 1910, so they're almost, they're a 97-year-old company. They're almost a 100-year-old company. So you know, I've got companies that have the names. I've got Oxford Life, which is owned by U-Haul Corporation. Okay. I've got several different companies, but the nice thing about it is you can check any one of our companies out. It's a matter of going, and I can give you the telephone number to do it. It's call the insurance commissioner in Topeka and say, "Tell me about First Life America. What's their ratings? Do they pay their debt? Do they pay their claims? Do they pay the claims on time? Is there any problems with them? You want to check out Unity Life? If you want to check me out, I've been in the business 19 years. I'll guarantee you, if I got a record, they got it." Okay.
That's a funny thing. Even him, you can check him out on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody.
That's right. And I've got nothing to hide. I have no problem with it, and I know my companies don't either, because I, like I said, I've been in the business 19 years. I'm not going to represent a company that's not going to do their job. Okay? And I have the options to do that. I was involved in this business in the beginning in what they call a captive company, mm-hmm. which meant I had to sell their product and their product only. If it was good for you, great. If it was bad for you, I still, it's kind of like you were saying in the Army. You know, you had to, you know, tell these kids whatever they wanted to hear. Once they're in, it's too late.
No, back then it was the truth.
Well, and then the thing is now I have the ability to say, you know, that's why I ask the questions up front. That's why I ask, you know, how's your health? You know,
but
things like
right
that.
Right now, we're fighting. Fighting this $255 thing. And I don't know whether we'll win, lose, or draw.
Really. Who are you fighting with?
Well, all your politicians, the VFW and everybody is fighting to get the benefits back. Like now, I pay for my own damn medicine. $8 a month per prescription.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't complain too loud on that deal.
No, Joe Blow down the street here, maybe he's on active duty for 3 years. But he's only on Social Security because he was too lazy to work when he got out.
Uh-huh.
He don't pay. See, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We done our, we, like me, 28 years, and I pay. 3 years, he don't pay a nickel because he was too lazy to work when he got out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he becomes 62, he gets Social Security,
mm-hmm.
which is wrong. He never paid a penny in, but he can still get it nowadays. So,
yeah, I agree. I don't know what to say about it, but I, you know, it's not right. But you know, where do you go to file your complaints? And then,
well, it's supposedly these so-called congressmen stuff supposed to help you out.
Yeah.
They don't.
No, they don't. So, but anyway, would you be comfortable with your $7,500 benefit that you requested? You want to start with that?
Well, let me talk to my boy and talk to his VA advisor that's supposed to be helping us get our benefits. And then leave your phone number and I can contact you. Or I'm in Topeka all the time.
I'm not in Topeka, I'm in Hayes.
Hayes? I'm not going to go to Hayes.
Well,
last time I was out there, I had spent 3 nights in a motel. Wasn't in Hayes, so Hayes was full up. The hell was that town? When was that? January?
Of this year?
Yeah, February.
Yeah. The highway's been closed several times.
Some little town anyway, $50, $59.95 a night. And hell, my shed out here would be more comfortable.
Well, I apologize, but I can't control the weather when you come to Hayes. Now, one thing that I can give you the benefits of the program, and of course, the thing is, you talk with your son, what's he going to say? You're going to give your son an extra $7,000 and you're going to say, no, Dad, I don't want it?
No, maybe he'll pay for it.
No, I wouldn't count on that either. But basically, you know, the benefits are going to be there.
You know what my son makes per hour?
I have no idea.
$42 an hour.
That's a pretty good wage.
But he's on call. Just like you go in there and take a shower, go to bed. They call you, you got to get up and go. Mm-hmm. Me, about $75 an hour, I might do it, but not for no 42.
Mm-hmm. He's doing what he needs to do, I guess.
There again, military trained.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 4 years in and got out. His wife couldn't take no more of it. And they moved back to Des Moines and got a divorce. And away she went.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we can lock your benefits in for you this evening. You would not be obligated. You can talk with your son about it and let me know. My concern is I don't come to work every week. I cover all central Kansas, so I have no idea when I'll be back in work.
It don't really matter that much. I will have to discuss it with him because, like I say, it's part of his money and part of my money.
How's that?
It's going into that savings account. And that savings account is a joint one between me and him.
It's going into the savings account.
The money that I would spend on that is going into a savings account.
Oh.
It's a joint savings account.
Well, that's what I say. Why would he complain if you're investing $50 and turning it into $7,000 or $8,000? It's going to take you, you know, almost 12 to 15 years to do the same thing in a savings account. Like I said, I know, and I've talked to plenty of children, and when I talk with them, and I'll be more than happy to talk with your son, when I talk with them, I explain the same thing to them. I said, if your dad puts $55 a month into a savings account, a year from now there's $660 in that account. Okay, that same gives you $7,500. So 10 years from now, you've only got $6,000 in that account, $6,600 in that account, 10 years from now.
Okay, well, you've got in there 15 years from now.
Okay.
See?
At that point in time, we expand your benefits, you probably have $10,000. Okay.
See, there's lots of... I'm familiar with a lot of stuff because I've worked in administrative clerical all my life. And a lot of times, like I said, there's different ways and different things that come about being in this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've worked for 20 years... And you know your policies and your company, but you don't know the insurance company.
I don't know the insurance company? What do you mean?
Well, you don't know what they're going to do tomorrow.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know that. I don't care if you even work for them. If you're in that office every day, you don't know what they're doing tomorrow.
But at least if you're putting the money in the bank and drawing interest, you know you're going to get that.
You don't know.
I will talk it over with him.
You don't know what the bank's going to do tomorrow, though.
Oh, yeah, you do. They're going to sell out to another bank. How many of you seen do that in the last 8 months?
Quite a few. What was your concern when you mailed me the card?
My major concern is, well, that's before we had all these meetings with the VFW and everything. But my major concern...
When did you meet with the VFW?
Not very long ago.
You just mailed this to me last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
We meet on Friday night, so whatever Friday night is. Don't you belong to the VFW?
I'm not. I never served in any.
Oh.
I'm too young for that.
I served my time.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, ANDDONE, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.